This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, this is Digital Desires on BFM 89.9. I'm Vizla Komarisan. Today we will be talking to Jane Teo, Miss Malaysia Universe 2018. Congratulations on being crowned Miss Malaysia Universe 2018.
Thank you.
All right. For our listeners, I'm sure everybody knows, but for our listeners who don't know, do you want to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, my name is Jane Teo, and I was crowned in January this year, and I'm living for Miss Universe in about a month.
Wow.
Yes, so the finals will be on December 17th, then in Thailand. So I was crowned in January, and it's been a whole year of preparation. So it's been exciting.
Okay. Well, all the best for the competition in December.
Thank you.
And we're here today actually to speak particularly about a campaign that you have launched.
Yes, it's called Dare to Shout.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the campaign?
So it's an anti-cyberbullying campaign. It's called Dare to Shout, and it's a collaboration between myself and DG, the telco company.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a collaboration that we come up with because we have the same goal, which is to communicate the cyber risk, potential cyber risk to teenagers, and also to tell them that this is not something that we should tolerate, and victims and witnesses to come up and voice out about cyberbullying.
Okay. Yes. All right. So you explained that the idea behind this campaign came from your own experiences.
Yes.
With cyberbullying.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, when I was first crowned in January, so I was happy, you know. Mm. Like the night itself, I thought it's my night.
Mm.
But then I went on to check on my phone and see people's reaction, and it didn't come quite positive.
On which platform was this?
Mostly on Instagram.
Okay.
So I got all sorts of negative comments. As much as I get positive comments from people, I also get negative comments. And some of them are really nasty.
Do you mind sharing some of the negative comments you got?
Well, some of them, they would say like, how can you be Miss Universe Malaysia with that face? So it hurts.
Mm.
And I think that it's something that I want to do something about it, because we are of digitally savvy generation to start off. And I think that all of our information comes from social media. And teenagers these days, we communicate primarily through social media. So it's really important for all of us to know that it's not okay to be mean on social media.
Mm, okay. Now, do you know if any of the other young women who participated in the competition, did they get similar statements, responses online?
I'm sure they did because, you know, we have put ourselves out there, and our Instagram account, it's on public.
Mm.
So I guess they have similar experiences, but you know, when you're the winner, you tend to have more attention.
Yeah.
So people will just say anything about it.
Okay.
And they do it in the name of freedom of speech, which I don't agree with.
How do you mean they do it in the name of freedom of speech?
Well, you know, so a few days ago, I saw this. The Star Online was doing this media coverage for my campaign.
Okay.
And they tagged me on Facebook.
Mm.
And it's quite ironic because the comment section below that post itself, I had some people saying bad things about that post, you know.
Mm.
But I think that it's a post about anti-cyberbullying, but that post itself got negative comments. So I guess it's, you know, people don't know about how serious this matter is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel the need to tell people about it.
Right. Okay. So you mentioned that because you're now a public persona, your Instagram, which is a personal account, is also now a public account.
Yes.
Right? Not just Instagram, I'm sure your Facebook and other social media platforms as well. How do you handle this?
How do I handle this? Well, to be honest, I'm kind of immune to it now.
Mm.
But at first, it hurt me a lot.
Mm.
Because at one point, I felt that you know, I would never measure up. I'm not good enough. Mm. So I had doubts about myself.
Right.
So it affected me in a way like that. Mm. And I feel that at my age, I'm 21. So it affects me like that. Can you imagine how it affects the teenagers? Are they mature enough to take all of it?
Yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, obviously it's got little to do with maturity because even people older than you are struggling to handle this, right?
Yes. So it's important to tell teenagers that it's okay. These people don't matter. Mm. What matters is the people around you. They love you for who you are and not the person that you portray online. Mm.
The feedback that you get online, how much of it is about your personal appearance?
Most of it.
Most of it.
Because, you know, I'm a beauty queen. People have expectations. And most of it, it's all about my face, my body, my makeup. Sometimes it's even the way I dress. Hmm. So it's serious like that.
Hmm. Okay. All right. And do you sometimes get unwelcome attention, like unwelcome advances online?
Particularly?
Well, you know, people sort of making suggestive comments or asking you out or sort of implying, you know, they want more something more personal with you. Do you get advances like that?
Yes, I do receive DMs like that on Instagram.
Okay, for the uninitiated, DM means direct messaging.
So yeah, I got direct messages like
this. So people slide into your DMs.
Yes, okay. And they would ask you like, oh, are you free to come out? Or they would say something nasty, sometimes implying things.
All right, what kind of things?
Like, so they would ask me out to go on dates, or not that exact date, but you know, they
so it has a very strong sexual connotation.
Yes.
So they think that just because you're a beauty queen and you're a public person and you've made yourself available on these online platforms, that means you are also sexually available.
Yes, they kind of think of this like that, but it's not, you know.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. How do you deal with it?
How do I deal with it? I just ignore. Because I think that the more that you retaliate, the more they're how do I say this? The more they're happy about it.
The more emboldened they become.
Yes.
So it sort of like strives them to try more.
Yeah. Mm. So I feel like if you just ignore it, it's okay. Oh. And sometimes I do report if it's serious.
Who do you report to?
You know that Instagram, they have this report button, so you can just click it.
Okay, yeah. All right. And do you know what happens when you report?
Well, I have this one particular experience where someone collaged my photo with a pig's nose. So I reported that account and it just disappeared.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
That's what they can do if they're victims themselves.
Okay, all right. And obviously this is one of the things you're talking about in your campaign.
Yes.
How they can report and who they can report to and things like that. Okay. All right. So tell us a little bit then about your campaign. So it's Dare to Shout.
Yes.
And it's to address cyberbullying. Mm-hmm. But what exactly does this campaign, how is it carried out? What is the aim of it?
Well, the aim of it is definitely to stop cyberbullying, but I come in more of from a personal perspective, and then my partner DG, they come in more on educating the teenagers, and my KL sessions, the sessions I have in Kuala Lumpur, the schools, I have guest speakers, so my guest speakers and I would come in as a more personal perspective, then we would talk about what we got on social media, the nasty comments, and what we can do about it from a very personal view. Like I talk about how I deal with it. I talk to my parents, I talk to my family, I talk about how can I report it to the authorities. So then DG would come off as telling them that, you know, like the balance of power, tell them not to react, and tell them what are the potential risks on cyberspace. Yes, and normally we would start off as some games, so we would get students to move around and to play some games, because you know these days, students, they don't have, their attention span is quite short.
Okay.
So it's important that we get their attention and then the rest of it would be smoother, I would say.
Okay. So the games have like to warm them up and to sort of make them relax and stuff like that. Yeah.
So after that, then I would start off. I would tell them about what I've been through. I would actually start off by telling them my personal journey on how I become Miss Universe Malaysia, because I think that it would be more relatable and it would get them to think. At the same time, tell them that it doesn't matter of how you look and who you are on social media. On social media, as long as there are mean people around, you would get all sorts of nasty comments.
Okay.
So I would tell them this, then I would tell them how I cope with it, because everyone, obviously, they have different coping mechanisms.
Mm-hmm.
So I would tell them about how I cope with it. I hope that this would help them. And at the same time, encourage their friends of the witnesses of all these cyberbullying cases to tell them that you have to be an upstander, not just a bystander.
An upstander?
Yes.
What's an upstander?
So it's basically like if you see your friends, they are going through all of this cyberbullying and you know about it. So you have to report it to your teachers, your parents, talk to someone, talk to trusted adults. So then they would help you, you know, instead of seeing all of this and then you keep quiet. Because I have this acquaintance, he jumped off the building and his friends knew what was happening to him, but they didn't know what to do.
Right.
Yeah, all they did was to ask him, are you okay? But no one actually did something for him.
Mm.
So I think that it could make a difference if his friends were to do something about it.
Okay, all right. Yeah. And before we go on the break, since you brought up this upstander, when you were being attacked online, did anybody come and be your upstander?
Well, I would say from my experience, because I would say I'm quite tough.
Okay.
So I do it all on my own.
Mm.
I talk to my parents, I talk to my friends and friends in the industry, actually. Then they said, you know what, we get it every day.
Mm.
All you have to do is stand up for yourself.
Mm.
But for teenagers, I would say, sometimes they don't know what to do about it. So from what I can do for them is to tell them that tell everyone around you.
Right.
Then they would know that you're going through this, they are aware of it. And as long as you tell everyone about it, everyone is aware. And, you know, people would do something for you.
Mm.
They would tell their teachers, their parents, and someone would just stand up for you.
Okay, all right. So we're talking to Jane Teo, and we'll resume our conversation with Jane when we come back. And she's talking about a campaign that she's launched called Dare to Shout.
Yeah.
BFM 89.9. Welcome back. This is Digital Desires on BFM 89.9. I'm Vizla Kumarisen, and today we're talking to Jane Teo, Miss Universe Malaysia 2018. And Jane has recently launched a campaign, an anti-cyberbullying campaign called Dare to Shout.
Yes.
So before the break, Jane, you were telling us about how the campaign has gone to schools, right? And what you do with the children, with the teenagers when you go to school. So it's targeting teenagers primarily?
Yes, teenagers.
So secondary schools.
Secondary schools, yes.
Okay. And at these events, do the teenagers share their experiences of cyberbullying with you?
Yes, they actually do. So at the end of every session, I would hand out my Instagram handle and I would tell them that if you really need someone to talk to and you don't want to go to your parents, your family or your friends, you can come to me. So they did. Some of them, they did.
Mm-hmm.
And they would ask me about how did I cope with everything. And they would sometimes share about their stories, which is quite inspiring, actually.
Mm.
Then sometimes I get questions like, how do you embark on this journey on becoming model and Miss Universe Malaysia? Then I think that it's a big move for them, because I actually thought that they would not come up to me and talk about this, but they're actually quite open about it, and they're mature enough to tell you these things. And when I ask them if it's okay for me to share on my social media, to tell people that you're coming to tell me all of this, then they said, it's okay, you can just share. Okay. So I think they're taking it in a very positive way.
All right. What kind of cyberbullying experiences have some of the teenagers reported?
Some of them, they got it from their best friends. Mm. So their best friends would say nasty things about them on their social media page, which is not so good.
No.
And I would tell them that if your best friend does this to you, then he or she is not your best friend.
Right.
You need to change your best friend.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I remember when I was in school, there were similar things, you know, and navigating friendships.
Yes.
Right. Trying to be in cliques and all those kinds of things. It's challenging enough. And I think doing that with this social media platform, I think just complicates things even further.
Yes, because on social media, you can go anonymous. Mm. And I have mostly girls coming up to me and tell me about their stories.
Yep.
Because cyberbullying, it's the victims are mostly girls because I would say we bully by exclusion.
Yes, and I think that there have been studies to show this as well. A lot more, I don't know if it's the same in Malaysia, but internationally, a lot more boys are involved in more physical bullying.
Mm-hmm.
Girls tend to bully more socially. So
yes,
things
like
you said, exclusion,
yes.
Sending out gossip, rumors, spreading bad, you know,
yes.
Calling people names behind their backs.
Yeah, because boys and girls, they bully very differently.
Yes. Yes. And so you're also seeing this in your campaign where girls are reporting more about the kind of bullying that they experience.
Yeah, because they would tell me that they're depressed because their friends did this to them.
Yeah.
And they think that they're part of the clique, but they're not.
Mm.
And you know, teenagers, they are going through this, I would say, maturing process.
Mm.
And they need a lot of validation.
Yes.
So they get it from their friends on social media, which is the wrong thing, then I would say that, you know, I would tell them, you don't have to validate yourself on social media or through your friends. It doesn't come in this way.
Yeah. So one of the things you said about the campaign is that you encourage the teenagers to speak to trusted adults.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the biggest issues that teenagers face is they don't have adults they can trust.
Yeah.
And you've put yourself out there to be that adult. But I don't think it's a very tenable sort of situation, right? Because
yes.
when the campaign gets bigger and you're reaching out to hundreds of students,
mm-hmm.
you don't want to get hundreds and hundreds of messages.
Yes.
So is the campaign doing anything to reach out to adults?
To adults?
Yes, be that trusted person. Like, you know, what is an appropriate way for adults to respond when they hear about these situations? Is your campaign doing that?
Yes, actually DG would come in more on what you just said.
Mm.
So they would hand out modules to school and teach their teachers on what you can do about it.
Right.
And also like the town hall session that we did would actually help the children.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes in both ways.
Okay.
Like the teachers and parents would know what to do to be that trusted adult.
Okay. All right. And a lot of the campaigns that we have, you know, addresses people who've experienced bullying.
Mm-hmm.
But what about people who do the bullying?
I would say, you know, people who do that bully, they are once bully victims themselves.
Mm.
And they sort of revenge it by becoming bully themselves.
Right.
So I think it comes in both ways. The bully victims, they have to stand up for themselves. And the bully themselves, they need to, I would say, you know, have a little bit more love.
Mm-hmm.
And be more forgiving.
Mm.
Because, you know, we are living in this world that we need a little bit more love. Yeah, that's what I tell the kids.
Right.
To be kind to each other, to love each other.
Mm. Mm. So when teenagers engage in cyberbullying, do you think they do it intentionally?
I would say intentionally and unintentionally. Because intentionally, as in the spreading rumors and everything, it would be intentional. But unintentional as in, you know, when you see your friends saying things and you thought that it's funny, then you would say it. You don't realize that you're actually hurting someone.
Right.
So that would come in as unintentionally.
Mm.
People do it. Like myself, I would sometimes do that, but in a funny way, like my close friends and all. Then only after that, I thought that, oh, it's actually quite hurtful to say things like that. Mm. Then I would apologize. But it's not intentional at all.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes subconsciously you would do that. Yeah.
Mm. Do you think there are, or do you know if there are any programs that address these people who do cyberbullying?
I do know a few, like youth ministries and like my partner DG, they are doing this Yellow Heart campaign also.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say it's a big step. It's a process, but it will be a big movement someday.
Mm. Mm. And what do you have to say for young people? And not just teenagers, just young people, you know, because you're 21 and you've experienced it yourself.
Yes.
What would you say to them if they were experiencing this kind of cyberbullying?
I would say, you know, if you're a victim, stand up for yourself. This is very important because if you don't do it yourself, nobody would do it for you.
Mm.
You know, you have to be open about it. Tell people around you what you're going through.
Mm.
And for witnesses, be an upstander. Really be an upstander. You know, you could have just saved a life.
Mm.
So I would say it comes from every member of the community so that we can curb this issue. It's a collective effort.
Right.
So like everyone in this community, they have a role to play. Mm. So I would say that if you really want to curb this problem, we have to come together and stop this.
Right. So what do you say then to people who are listening in and who's, you know, and wanting to be upstanders, but then they realize, oh no, if I do that, I'm going to become a target myself?
Well, it doesn't come this way actually, because if you're a victim and you tell your friends about it, it's like. Instead of one-on-one, you have a friend, so it's two-on-one now.
Right.
And then if the more people you tell about this, then the more people would stand up for you.
So it's like creating your own gang, lah.
Not creating your own gang. It's like creating awareness.
And you are creating your own network of social support.
Yeah,
basically.
It's like creating a clique that would support you and they would protect you from all of this, and then creating awareness so that people around you know that this person is a cyberbully.
Okay, all right.
A bully himself, yeah.
Okay, so upstanders don't necessarily have to step in when people, I mean, like when there's online bullying happens. So if I see someone passing nasty comments to somebody else, to be an upstander, I don't have to only get involved in that online conversation. I can also do it offline. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's like if you're a friend, you can tell this victim to tell them that, you know what, if you need to talk about it, I am here. I'm here to support you and I will do anything for you.
Mm.
It's more of coming in as a support because, you know, we're all human. We tend to be lonely. And if when we are going through this, we tend to keep it to ourselves because we're ashamed of it.
Mm.
But it's nothing to be ashamed about.
Mm.
You can just tell everyone about it.
Yeah.
And then your friends, your family would know that you're going through this. And this particular person is a bully.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, people would just... We just distance themselves from this person.
And what if the bully has their own gang who come out and like guns blazing as well? All the other bullies sort of join hands and start.
That would say you have to come up. You have to go to trusted adults and tell them about this.
Okay.
Because to be honest, it's really that only adults, like the teachers. Especially in school, teachers, they have the authority to do something about it.
Okay.
So like I said, victims, they have to come up and stand up for themselves.
Yeah. So the point, I think, of what your campaign is that, you know, the word victim, mm-hmm. you know, it's a bit of a double-edged sword, isn't it? Because on the one hand, it highlights the kinds of difficulties that they go through and the kinds of vulnerabilities that they experience. But on the other hand, it can also be very dehumanizing. It can sort of remove their sense of agency. Like, you know, you can't do anything about your situation. And I think one of the important messages that your campaign is making is that just because you're a victim, it doesn't mean you're powerless.
Yes. You have to tell everyone about it. Mm. That's why it's called Dare to Shout.
Right.
Because I want people to talk about it, because it's not commonly talked about in our country, actually.
Mm.
So people are ashamed of it, and not to say ashamed of it, but they tend to keep it to themselves.
Mm.
So I think that my campaign, it's more on encouraging people to talk about it, mm-hmm. talk more about it, mm-hmm. and spread the message around.
Okay. And what about the other authorities, like the police or MCMC and mm-hmm. other groups like that? Is your campaign working with them in developing ways to respond to these bullying?
DG is actually working with them.
Right.
And I got all the resources from DG, actually.
Okay.
So they are working with them. And like going to schools is actually coming from the MOE.
Right.
Yeah, so we got all the schools through MOE.
MOE is Ministry of Education.
Yes. So yes, I mean, we're doing something and we're progressing.
Mm-hmm.
But it would take time.
Of course, yes. But it's good to see that, you know, the relevant powers.
Yeah, it's coming in, stepping in, right?
Yeah, working with your campaign.
So I just read online, actually, that last year they drafted out laws on cyberbullying.
Right.
And I don't know about the progress, but I do know that it's drafted out and people are... The authorities, they are aware of this issue, of how has this issue aggressed.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're all doing something.
Yeah, yeah. And I think authorities are very clear on how to respond to situations where it's a person in power
mm-hmm.
who is the target of some kind of, you know, nasty online remark.
Yeah.
Right? Then they know exactly how to respond. But it's for everyday people like you and me that authorities are still sort of working out what's the best way to respond.
Yes.
Yes.
So
and this is where, you know, the problem is, because it's the everyday people like you and me who are actually more targets and are more likely to be actual victims of these cyberbullying incidents.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I hope that all these little moves would get the authorities to see this as an important issue.
Right.
Because, you know, the youth today, they are the people that we have to invest in.
Mm-hmm.
They are our future.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that we build up their digital resilience.
Yeah.
And tell them that you have support from
the different avenues.
Yes, so it's important that they know, and when they're a victim themselves, they would know who to go to.
Mm.
They know that there is this legit legislative structure that is supporting them,
mm-hmm.
and they know that eventually that bully themselves, they would know that this is a crime.
Right.
So it comes off like that.
Okay. All right. Do you know if there are similar campaigns run abroad in other countries?
Abroad, I don't know about other countries, but I do know that in other countries they see this as a very important issue.
Yes.
It's only in our country I find that it's not commonly talked about until this recent years that we have students, we have kids jumping off the building, committing suicide. Only people are aware of this.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't know that this is that serious if I were not a victim myself.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard of it, I know what's going on, but I do not know that being a victim herself, it feels like this, you know?
Right. I've been talking today to Jane Teo, Miss Universe Malaysia 2018. And she's been talking about her campaign, Dare to Shout. Mm. She's been working with Digi on that. And
yes.
It's a campaign to address cyberbullying and it works with teenagers. Right. Thanks so much, Jane, for coming in today and for talking about your campaign on the show. All the best for the competition next
Thank
month.
Thank you.
Right. And I'm sure all our listeners will also extend that that wish to you and to do Malaysia proud on the international stage.
Yeah. I hope I would do everyone proud.
Yeah. This has been Digital Desires on BFM 89.9. We want to hear from you what you think of the show, if you have any ideas on what else the show can tackle. What you'd like to hear us talk about on the show, you can email us at thebiggerpicture@bfm.my. And of course, we're on Facebook. You can search for Digital Desires in the search bar on Facebook. Drop us a comment. You can, follow what we are discussing on Facebook as well. And until our next show, this is Vizla Kumarasin signing off. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.